Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and the 21st verses, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Someone can carry ye free your honey in Sampa. It do me no more a tuno. Any adjuno back on Sampana said, "Your honey to the command, it do me no more. A adjuno back on a Tivia Samoa watcher said, and quite a free woman of me and Tibra, yes.
Now, Hila Phobia, one hour bar, sorry, best story of fashion as cinema. And Oba Filippo Fibes said, "I work at a little long chain." No, be catching is Ura, Yepesi, who is Yesu. And Oba Filippo Fibes said, "I work at a little long chain." No, be catching is Ura, Yepesi, who is Yesu.
Amazing. We have been also outlining and carefully looking at Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to 36. Luke 21, verses 34 through to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that the day come upon you unawares, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. Watch therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." May God bless the reading of His word. Look at some part. Itra eya diunuba kuyimwe ye. Eya sanai ekopeme eya sensia nsempano. Sadi look at chure kumaino. Itra eya diunuba kuyimwa. Eya eya sanai ekopeme eya sensia. Tivya semwa chure ho kokobo. Tiyeuradi ase.
Namunsha muhuye. Na pochane insabroni kwa imu ni yoma hon dajune ni hao anshama kumaso. Na dana ambe tumu mpefri msefidi. Na beba wana watiasa asi njine ni njinaso. Inti muwe na monsreda na mwenye ahuwane di ajani efi niyo merubebe njine emu. Na mako jina unipabano enim. Inti muwe na monsreda na mwenye ahuwane di ajani efi niyo merubebe njine emu. Na mako jina unipabano enim.
Tonight I would love us to, you know, really go deeper into the stating of God's word. And so I would love us to start from the book of Colossians. In the meantime, take your seats and then let's work. We will, you know, work some very powerful reiterations from the book of Colossians. But what I will need you to understand that as a Christian, as a child of God, we have come to the place where everybody will have to understand certain profound truths in God's word. Once you become a Christian, you do not joke with your life. Now, tonight I want you to understand some very key essentials. I mean, I am dealing with very essential necessities that are going to facilitate your growth as a child of God. We do not want to joke with it at all. When somebody becomes born again, like we have learned previously, we have the milk of the word and the meat of the word. Everybody say milk of the word.
Milk.
Everybody say meat of the word.
Meat of the word.
You all know that milk belongs to children. Children are fed with breast milk. Breast milk is endued with all kinds of vitamins, zinc, minerals. It is very, very low in calories and very nutritious. I don't know any milk that is nutritious more than breast milk. See, that's why the nurses or medical people, the medics will advocate that babies must be fed with breast milk, exclusive breastfeeding, for 6 solid months. The reason is because it builds your immunity and fights against any kinds of sickness or low syndrome, whatever, that will fight against a child. So it, you know, so we have milk of the word and meat of the word. When somebody becomes born again, they are fed with milk of the word. Now let me give you very vivid examples of milk of the word. Word that will make you excited, word that will make you jumpy, fluffy, and enthused, word that will make you feel like, ah man, I did feel this preacher. Wow. No, that kind of word is milk of the word. Receive it one, receive it two, is all milk of the word. You will be blessed, you will be lifted. It's all milk of the word. I'm with him, sir. Well, I'm making it very clear so that you will know that you, even whilst you are grown, no, they are still feeding you with the milk of the word. Who doesn't know that you will be blessed as a child of God? Except the babies. Daniel, who does not understand that, you know, my children will not beg me for food? I'm trying to give you a clear example. I remember when my children were kids, when I'm in my prayer room, then, you know, they want to come to me. They don't even knock. My little boy, who is now a young man, he used to just punch the door and enter. The boy loved to drum things as, you know, young age. He comes with a cooking pan from the kitchen, and he has all kinds of sticks, and he doesn't even care whether I'm praying or not. He will come into the prayer room and just begin to drum. As a child of God, I don't beg for husband or wife or a job. Dear, dear. Oh God, I beg you, I beg you. This is my last chance. Something is wrong. Who doesn't know God is going to bless you? Except the children. When they were little children, they didn't know that they have direct inheritance. They don't even have to sweat for their inheritance. I don't have a choice but to put them in my will. The moment they are grown-ups, they instantly enjoy those privileges. So milk of the word is you will be going to Canada. I declare that the door of America is open for you. I declare the door of Germany is open. All that is milk of the word. I prophesy that your visa is granted. It's all milk of the word. It's not bad though. It belongs to infants. It is only infants that see that America is breakthrough. Daniel! Only infants that can acknowledge that if I get a job or power at VRA, that is a breakthrough. Only infants! Only infants in Christ that believe that if I get a job at Flagstaff House, that is a big breakthrough. Children in Christ believe that. Therefore, if they come to church and I don't talk like that, they don't believe it. They feel like, you know, when we started out and we had trained the church with prophecies, those days, when we come to church and we don't prophesy, they feel that God didn't come to church. Today, God was not in the service because there was no prophecy. Today, if we had continued in that foundation, there would be no church now. Because God does not always speak prophetically. People don't even understand the prophetic ministry. When we say prophetic ministry, what we are doing tonight is prophetic. It takes people who have grown in Christ to understand that. The people that are still babies, they still believe that they need to call you and say you are wearing a black jean string before they know that God is speaking. In-depth teaching, what we are doing now, kingdom apostolic teaching right now, is prophetic. God is speaking prophetically to somebody. Yeah. I realize that so many prophetic churches in this country will collapse in the next 2, 3 to 5 years, flat down, especially when the leaders die, it will be absolutely kaput. The reason is because most of the people that sit in those ministries have no roots in Christ. No roots in Christ. So my point is very simple. As a Christian, which one do you desire? Milk or meat? But the point is, a child cannot eat meat because meat has bones. So before we can present the meat to you, you need to grow. You can't tell me you have grown when you still want prayer after every service. Dear, you are not growing. You are still a baby. You need to be spoon-fed. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. I'm going to serve like I have to go. By the time you need encouragement, you need to come to the place of encouraging yourself. It's a place to be. It's a level to be. You can be blessed before you can bless others. You can never bless others when you yourself are struggling with your level. You can't do that. I mean, God so much though. And you will say, you know, you just got born again to go to heaven. It's just a lie and not the complete truth. You got born again to fulfill an assignment before you get to heaven. Fulfilling an assignment before heaven. Very important. That is why he said in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 19, he made it very clear, for all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. I now charge you to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have taught to be. And lo, I am with you all way unto the end of the world. The thing is that it would be an answer. Me me visa na me de ba sorry ne nuana me ye huwe juma. Piyai! And ya ube se bre visa visa ya de teta omu e ma sorry kule omu nye biko. Omu e nzum nyame. Omu e kobo sumu su nye bi. Omu suko. Fasting, count prayer, count Bible, count tongues, count still when you have this. A crumb for crying, I be said to cry. Time to check your life. Check your life. You know, there are certain things that must clearly come into the picture. So we have milk of the word and meat of the word. Tonight, I'm going to, you know, bring it to a summation and let everybody understand that you need to grow before meat is introduced. If I preach the meat of the word and you are not mature, it will not make any sense to you. Let me talk about healthy food and junk food, for example, and then we'll get to the revelation of what really I want to talk about. Eating healthy food is one of the most difficult things that I can ever dream of. Eating healthy food. Oh, maybe you don't know because you haven't tried it. I'm not talking about the ones, you know, I mean, healthy, real healthy food. If a dietitian comes to this place and then a dietitian serves you broccoli, and some greens of green beans and all that kind of thing without any meat, without any fish, and you've got boiled potatoes with some spinach on it without emo, without emo, you know. I know people who don't eat sugar, who don't eat salt, and who don't eat pepper. You don't eat sugar, you don't eat salt, you don't eat pepper. I wonder what your food would taste like. And there are people like that. There are people like that. So for those of you who are enjoying pizza, fried rice, and all that kind of thing, when I'm talking about, you know, healthy food, you don't understand, because all that I mentioned is junk food. Where fried rice, pizza, burgers, and ebemawa kumayadie, and all that, it will put a lot of fatty calories on your body, put a lot of cholesterol in your body and all that, it will take a lot of fat into your arteries and all that. If God does not help you, you are going to be struck with all kinds of massive heart diseases. You know why that happens? Because we refuse to live a disciplined lifestyle from our young age. If we had kept a consistent, healthy lifestyle, a dietitian would not be prescribing your food for you when you are 50 and when you are 60. TNM no cano. And that is why I am speaking about a healthy Christian life that can make you grow and have a good relationship with God without any interference of the devil. The devil can have no place in your life. This is what we are talking about. We're talking about something very serious and very profound. It is no joke. And everybody in this place will have to get the understanding very clear. So, how can somebody who is calling themselves a Christian that have gone been in church for over 20 years, how can that person not even, you got up this morning, you didn't read your Bible yesterday, you didn't 3 days ago, you didn't, you don't even have a consistent and a permanent quiet time or morning devotion, reading your Bible habitually before you get out of the house? But it's amazing the way you wake up with your phone and sleep with your phone, and how addicted you are to the content and to the applications on that device. I'm wondering if you can be that addicted to the book of Genesis right up to Revelation and make it a lifestyle of your day. Then you will begin to know the glory, because as he said in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart, it shall not depart, it shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. The word meditate upon it, it means that we will dissect it, that will break it down. That's what it means. Thou shalt meditate. When we talk about meditation, it is we dry our DD and no pa. We're talking about ruminants. Ruminants will just go, will be poor. That's what we do on Tuesdays. And when we have, after we have done that on Tuesdays, we will love everybody to be able to go home and do, go and bring out the word which you have received and regurgitate it. Regurgitate it. That's what we are talking about. That is the only way you can be able to withstand the devil. I can tell you that the enemy can give you a big holiday break. He will advise himself when you are in track or on track or in tune or in relationship or in alignment with God. I'm telling you. So if you want the milk of the word, we have milk of the word and meat of the word. The milk of the word will say, receive it one, receive it two, you'll be blessed, you are going to Germany, you are going to America, you will get dollars, you will be the next billionaire, you'll be the next Bill Gates, you'll be the next you'll be the next whatever, whatever. And you are jumping, but still since then you have not turned Bill Gates. You have not turned Bill Gates, you are still you. So stop believing in all this useless stuff and let's get into God's word. And you know, when you go to the hospital, they don't bring you toffees. They don't bring you candies. They don't bring you cookies. Truth is truth. If it hurts, take it. You will be well. You will grow. Truth is TNM. No, okay, come on. I grew up in here anymore. What tempana huana wa baname say, ya bo modern has you be timi echa ya. No. I'm giving it to you to straight. Opa, far part of it. Menfa. Jump on a train of phone or war channel. Nisu in Shirakwai. And if you are nothing and I pray for you, that prayer is a useless prayer. When we say useless prayer, it's not an insult. It's just simple that the prayer is not of use. Tiebrafuno. It's not of you. And that is why so many of you are running from center to center, prayer center to prayer center. Jesus warned us, Be very, very careful of false prophets. I'm talking to you. You better hear the revelation of what we are talking about. It is all because you are refusing to grow. In other words, you are refusing to think. You want everything to be done for you. That's the only thing we have not done for you. You want to be everything. Christians want to be fed. They want you read our Bibles for us, study for us, pray for us. Everything, they want it to be done for us. How are you going to be productive? And may I tell you, God does not hang around irresponsible people. You know, people who come around and all the time, they want monies to be dished to them all the time. I keep telling them that God is not that irresponsible. Because we are refusing to grow, people are taking advantage of us. And as Christians, you know, sometimes when they talk about, like, I wonder where our reasoning powers are. And I'm telling you, the people don't even take us serious. The reason is because we are refusing to think, refusing to grow. I mean, how can you be a Christian? You've been in church for 20 years and you are not healing the sick. How are you not casting out devils? Still, we are feeding you. Something is absolutely wrong. So listen to what we are saying. You cannot be a child forever. There are people who were ushers in church. Now they are pastors. That is how it goes. It goes from glory to glory, from victory to victory. So that you can be able to grow. The people don't even have notebooks of making notes. They are not serious. When you are with somebody that is a very serious person, once the person is talking, you are making notes. If you go around the president of a nation and he is giving instruction, the people they are giving the instruction to are always making, they don't want to lose details. They don't want to lose particular detail. They are writing. Would you hear Casanova? Would get up and get up paper? We are saying Mekai. You are not serious. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. The Bible makes it very interesting. He said, write the vision on tables and make it plain until the appointed time. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. And if it tarries, wait for it. For at the end, go to verse 2. Let's look at it very well. He said, and the Lord answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he that will run with it must first read it. God is a very serious person. When he is speaking, we go to a meeting and there is somebody that is taking notes. It tells you that that institution is a serious institution. They want to, on the next meeting, remind themselves of what they talked about so that they can move for amendments, move a motion for amendments, acceptance, and all that kind of thing. You know, somebody moves, somebody seconds, and all, so that we don't go in circle. We know how to do this. God is speaking and the human being is standing there. I'll remember. Lord, speak. I'll remember. That is one of the reasons why we are not producing anything. We want things to be done for us. We want to do, I look at it, so it really amazes me. Now the other now money more day. Money more day. Why are you not praying more day? What man is saying? Huh? Everybody in this place will have to understand. If you have never tasted the meat of the word and you come to this church, you will be confused because we are not teaching things that are for babies. David killed Goliath with a stone, man of God. But the moment he cut off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword, quickly he learned how to fight with a sword. No more throwing stones. Now he's fighting with a sword. You have to learn quickly. You must learn quickly. You got to let people are enjoying from the Bible. Bible munsemna wo mu didi na mo motio, and these people are prospering. So my point is still meat of the word. Milk is also there. But the Christians have itchy ears. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 3. The time will come when they will not adhere to sound doctrine, for they will have itchy ears and heap up teachers who will tell them what they want to hear. And that is why these guys are talking to you nonsense and madness and all that, and we don't have a choice but to listen to their nonsense. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 3. Itchy ears. That's what we are. It is you. For the time will come and they will not endure sound doctrine. There are so many churches in this country who don't even have Bible study. Bible study. And church in here, sorry. How are you going to grow? Because he did not do any. Look at, go to John chapter 1. Very interesting. In the beginning was the word. Verse number 1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was with God from the beginning. Through him was all things made. Without him was nothing made that has been made. Go to verse 4. I'm already there. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse number 5. Let's work. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Bible said there was a man who was sent from God by the name of John. He came to bear witness of the light. He was not the light. Go quick. Let's work. Verse number 8. You know, the amazing thing he put out. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Read the next verse for me. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. In other words, the world is dark. Dark. Every man that comes into the world have entered darkness. And the light must lighten your path. Go to verse 10. Let's work. Look at this. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Interesting. He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as receive him, to them that believe in his name, the Bible said he has given them power to become children of God. Interesting. Which was born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not the will of man, but of God. And then I like verse 14. The word, it became flesh and dwelt among. The word became flesh. The word must become flesh and dwell in you before you can see the glory of God. How can we have a church without the word? How can we have a church without the word? It will be very, very mobile when, you know, the people jump around for prophecies and miracles, and when you talk about word, they don't want it. You are deficient as a Christian. That is why we have produced all kinds of loose and frivolous, weak Christians and leaders in this nation. Because but onum whiskey, onum brandy, onum gin, onum vodka, or one penna four of from mass and cramine, but we are sorry penny. Tia or tia sonden or ye penny moo, but ni so any pan we could turn on in secrecy. Through him was all things made. Let's go back to Regan. I think it's verse number 3 or 4. Let's go back to that place. Let me just, you know, all things were made by him. I think it was that verse 3. All things were made by him, and without the word was nothing made. Without the word of God, nothing was made. Peter, hono, really? I think it's 2 Peter. Was it Eriasia? I woke up that day. What the Nassam and the Age? Then in Nina Swana. 2 Peter. Let me read that to you. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 7. 2 Peter 3, verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the judgment day and perdition and ungodly men. Will you come here?
No, Osuni asasiye wo.
Osuni asasiye wo ho sisi.
Odena sem nora na akra.
Odena sem na akra.
No, the asiye moja.
Jesus. including us on the how can we build such a beautiful temple and believe it's going to be burned? Because that is the truth. It will burn. Burn! Be pure! Ebeshe. Some people eat with gold spoons, gold cutlery. They are Solomons of our time and everything. But a day is coming. The gold cutlery will be there. And maggots will eat up all your flesh. Ooh, brother. You haven't seen a dead body decomposing. You will humble yourself instantly. Sometimes when I look at these honorable people who come on the radio in the morning, I want to show them pictures from the mortuary. People who died and we couldn't recognize their bodies until like 5-6 days. I want to show them how they look so that their stony hearts can come down. Do you need? And so tonight in this place, I will want to tell you. Will you? Maybe a king can hear verse number 7. King can 3 verse 1 number 2. Let's read from verse number 2 Peter chapter 3. Read from verse number 8. Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Follow him. Yes, sir. Work.
Nipa inti ya temu unho kokobo.
Ipa chotia ye tipi ya semo se. Kokobo nwa ye bono inipa umunti. Ye bo koko. We are warning the generation. But the Bible is saying they will not adhere to it. To the point that even the Christians. So we munyai. We go vidro nchile chenu abaye chile chende. We munyai go vidro echile din kopebe eme binene ngumi yinubi. E didi go vidro echile ube di 40 nenye kunu. This is the kind of counsel people are also to go on us. Will you
can say, na the HNM, 34 hour, do one
hour. 34 would do our hour, Conrad.
The Fedia Beba.
But the Fedia Beba.
Abacas and the Bano Bosha know him.
Well, because he used to buy a new Amakas and Beba and find your war.
The first age
of the Oya, they are going to say, where is the promise of the coming of Jesus Christ? For since the Father slept, the things continue, everything continues to be the same. Read.
Now, one hour pay, you know, a hint I want say if it is no.
The Bible said, for this day that are willing, for this day willingly are ignorant.
Or so near, I say, I feel so. Now, friends, so bet him ho. Now, go pass him so no ho. One so around,
really, Sanka will be. Verse 6.
Patch of verse 5. Now, one hour pay, you know. A hint I want say if it is no, or so near Sassy, I if free sumu, never friend sumu bet him ho.
Some kind of you.
Now 1 hour pay you know.
For this day willing are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Read.
One so around and numb and so you say, we are say, I will hold one breast on.
Made us a kayan Africa, verse number 7-6 and a million God.
Verse 6. One so around and numb and so you say, we are say, I will hold one breast on.
Read verse number 7 very quickly. Listen.
No, so near as I say, I
will take when he can't say, we are say, woo, but the assembly, I feel walk out to us, we are so near as I say, woo.
What the Nasem no Arana cry?
What the Nasem na Akura?
No, the Siam or
Yoye, no Assemble ne Kure Bibia, Adia Chia, Adia say, Assemble ne Kutem. Williams has as here a tissue essence. By the intergalactic study, no, this earth is hanging, Bibian Kitem. Any Pania Sassani a Polodina and Tinko from Uzrunyame. I'm talking, you better fear God and obey his commandments. And it's not just this. The stars are hanging. Nothing is holding them. The sun, the moon is hanging. The planets are hanging. Apparently, study have shown that there are not 9 planets. It's all hanging. You don't fear this God. One of the scriptures, the Lord asks, don't you fear me? With loose sand, I have guarded the whole sea, and I have told the sea not to cross the sand, and it obeys. And then I put the trees in the forest, I put the birds in it, I put all the animals, you see, I made you and made your eyes to be where it is. I made you and your ears are where they are. You breathe normally as a human being. Look at the number of people in this building. Nobody looks like each other. Don't you fear God? The amazing thing, Willini said, my voice is different from your voice. Even if I'm sleeping and I hear your voice, I know this is William Owusu. If I hear Comfort Frimpo, I know this is Comfort Frimpo. If I hear Ritundu, I know this is Ritundu. If I hear Mrs. Amwako, I know this is Mrs. Amwako. We have unique voices, and yet the people on earth are almost 8 billion people. Don't you fear God? The scripture near here.
Jeremiah 5:22.
King Ahomim tell Radiasem.
Munsrome. Radiasem.
Radiasem.
And I'm a woman too many.
Can previous verse and for this we mumma me hardy.
Monka ye coffee. No more wanting you that say. Munsia ye or man kwasia for only three.
This is one of my favorite scriptures. A man kwasia fwa. Kwasia fwa muni tree. And kwasia for be on national security, and kwasia for a bit as churches, and kwasia, and kanyam kwasia for, and Kyotimini will be away. We are punch, a kotumu 12 years. Tia! Nak from Frankasan and Amabontin. Yem penocre, Babus Watan in your Watrin, who crap on him, would nipa what can somewhere no credo, which you know, Yem Pesi Hunun in him, and so no credit in the Pedia or mine, no credit in the Shirenipa, righteousness and truth, a Pedianipa, a Yumi. Our founding fathers understood that, and that is why they said, you know, freedom and justice, because there cannot be justice without freedom, and there cannot be freedom without justice. TNA. No prayer. Any awadiem, any fiem, ubi aye trofo, din trosa. Ubi osu e born again, timi din trosa. Timi e menganga fiem fiem inakpe wadi enchake. Mokuni ke Christofu nyojibo. I get amazed. Wey, oh, me watai for area, but what he has on them. Amale is a lie. That is why people can lie under oath. I swear by the Bible that the evidence I shall give in this court or commission is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Our leaders lift their hands. I, Kofi Amua Odro Ose, I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will defend, protect the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. I don't think that is what they are doing. That never. It means more be ambassador will name diplomacy. It's for your honorable ambassador. Can you see office? More bonum near Triaka in dollars. Same thing you intimate you got him. Got him can crime baller. Na AMA, soja AMA, white uniform for agent, a quaho hat taxi, nitro trough for sa. Did you miska? We yom the obek office, I call you 200 to 100 and we jam. They finish! And then they go and sit in Methodist, Alabaster, Apostolic, Munipa muri ase muni suru emo emfanidi ni ayeyi emba yenyanguba ni asari ni akotinefi. It was matriarcha. Matriarcha meme shuru kuna mdi ni fraye piusa. Ube uwa ube ke kase ni fraye ni anso. Tia! Kenya miyaji na ase bedi yako. Pacho kinga mabro mimti.
Pacho munti ye o man kwasi afo ni tri.
O man kwasi afo ni tri.
O weni.
O weni.
Nso huna di. O waso.
So
onti asa. Munsro me.
Ye uwe bisa se munsro me.
Eradi assembly.
Eradi assembly.
Ana makuma ntu meni.
Makuma ntu eradi.
Mi amede anwia metopo ano
se. Pacho pia ye. Mi amede anwia etopo ehia no.
Dash ya erin tu mintra.
Pia. O se ehia no amede anwia to ano. Eye dash ya epono ntu mintra no.
Na sampo empo na so che bo a
ya ya kwa ni ya kwa yes sea defense na ensuo na bua fa sea defense na so na bu bua bo ni na to aku na ye huru ye ho ano yehu ade anua just sun. God uses the sun to just block the sea, and the sea is obedient to the word of the Lord. He said, you shall not come, hitherto shall your proud waves come and no further, and the sea obeys the word of the Lord. We build sea defense and the sea will break it down. I'm talking to you, and the Lord is asking, don't you fear me or fear me not? Ah, Munzuro, amazing. Ania, will it Ania? Ania's where what? A puanano. The sand at the seashore is loose sand, not compacted sand. I mean, if you study soils, loamy soil, yeah, sandy soil. Ah, some we are sharp. We just want to worry that sandy soil. And that one is sandy soil, loose soil. God puts it as a boundary line for the sea, and it cannot cross it. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And that is why you cannot compare God to any religious madness. You cannot compare God to any. I'm telling you, He is God by Himself. He created everything we see in only 6 days. 6 days. Can you imagine that? In 6 days, the heavens, the earth, the trees, the wind, the birds, and all animals you know in 6 days were done, including you. 6 days. The job was done in 6 days. And you don't fear this God? Hey, I'm telling you, look at, I've been thinking, He did not, you know, made my mouth to appear at the back of my head. How fearfully and articulately and precisely and vividly and vivaciously and magnanimously and magnanimously, how in amazing He has created me meticulously. He took time and worked on Covidio. He took time and worked on you. Your beauty is not like anybody's beauty. My beauty is not like anybody's. You are unique, distinct, absolutely distinct. You are magniferous. You are splendiferous. You are vivacious. You are elegant. You are stupendous. You stand before God and you are the express direct image of Almighty God. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, when I look at myself, I am created in the image and likeness of Almighty God. In His image and likeness, created me and the woman. Oh God, help me. And so when I stand and I talk, how I articulate my cognitive faculties is the mind of God and a reflection of who God is. Tonight, I am declaring the awesome majesty of the God I serve. Oh yes, sir. He is awesome. He is greater. He is mighty. He is clothed. He is more than the lily of the valleys, the bright morning star, the rose of shower, the dazzles of the view. He created all things. I call Him omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. He deserves glory and honor. Somebody give Him praise. Give Him praise. King Amabu Mimti, read English as they put it on the board for you. Read from verse number 21 to 22.
Hear now this, all foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have our ears and hear not.
Read that.
Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sun for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roll, yet can they not pass over it.
He said, they cannot. They cannot pass over the sand. Just loose sand. They cannot. Just at his word. Now, no pray to Kai. We have toiled all night and got nothing, but at thy word, at thy word. Jairus, when he come to Jesus, he said, I am a man under authority. I say to one, go, and he go, and I say to the other, come, and he come. I am not worthy that you come into my house. Only speak the word, and my servant will be here. I don't know who I'm talking to. Tonight, let the word be a formidable part of your life. Let the word of the Lord be an integral part of your life. The word which he has spoken to us, you know, the Bible said, because of that word, we are clean. I look at James chapter 1 and verse number 21. The Bible makes it emphatically clear. He said, you know, I like it. For the engrafted word of the Lord is able to save your souls. The engrafted word has power and potency to save your souls. They are engrafted. I hear people come here and say, Papa, me hear deliverance, bonfire, mommy. But the engrafted word can save your souls. The engrafted word can save your souls. A marriage is collapsing. And I brought my husband's picture that you pray. Stop the nonsense. The engrafted word is able to save your soul. I like how he puts it. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able, the ability, capability, propensity, proclivity. It has power. It has magnanimity. It has the potential. It has the potency. It has the word. Has potency. It is able. It does not fail. It's possibility. It's amazing. You know, undoubtedly amazing to be able to say so. Seriously, he said that engrafted word. Don't you understand engraft? Skin graft. If I cut a skin for mama comfort and I place it on my skin, after 1 month or 2 months, it will engraft. It will amalgamate. It will mix with my skin. It will become my skin. In other words, when the word comes to live in your heart, it gets amalgamated. It is mixed up. It is, hey, I'm talking the word of God. The Bible said that the word that was preached to us was the same word that was preached to them. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. The word is sharper and quick than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the bone and marrow, as of the spirit and soul. It is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word, they did not mix it with faith, therefore it did not profit them. That means that the word has power to profit. Power to put it there. Hebrews chapter 4, 12. Ready, go.
For the word of God is quick.
Read. The word is a discerner. You can't discerner. Another word for discerner is scanner. A scan. Scanner. The word, if you come to say, and you are pretend, because most of the Christians are pretentious people. The word is a scanner. It scans you. It puts you in a mirror and brings a true reflection of who you are. The word is not only a scanner. Now look at what it's doing. It is the intense. of the heart. The Bible said nobody can see it except God. He tries it. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Put it on the board. Jeremiah 17, 9. 9. Verse 9. The heart is deceitful. Can you? Muna. Namodia, you be Biama, you didn't see a Benny de Biama. What's your own air condition? Bon, whom you mean, half you free pram. I can't ask one kind. One guy is a. Come and meet you. Go to verse number 10. Let's see what the word of the Lord says. The Lord is asking a question. Read the word. Let's go. I searched the heart. I tried the rings. I searched the heart. Peter, you can't deceive God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Whatsoever a man soweth, so he shall reap. You know, all this was not even part of our discourse, really. I was going to read Colossians this night. I was going to read Colossians. And I'm going to close with that very briefly and quickly. We get into that, you know, triumphantly by the grace of God. And we can work something profoundly astute. And then we get things going. The grace of God will be our portion. Colossians. Interesting revelation how the Bible puts it. I'm looking at chapter 3. Look at chapter 3, very interesting, and look at verse 8.
Now, for Mudia, Muni Ebufu, Cocoboni, Bonipe.
Obey Christian must be working on themselves with this one. It's sufufro. You cannot bring the old self and the old heart and tell me that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. I wonder how these guys who have divorced their wives and still preaching, I wonder how they feel. And they have the nerve and the boldness and stand. No.
Now for mudia muni ebufu.
Jiabufra.
Koko boni.
Koko boni.
Boni pe.
Me koko boni mi wobi. It is the beer. Me bon humpai. The beer. Brother, fansa kame kukui. E kuku ne ba enim who you are. It doesn't know who you are. Whoever, I don't care. It is a big day. Every other fansa come kukui. Kukui. One are the mama fansaka. Ne ye hu adwuma because one ye hu adwuma it be cross so lie. One ye hu adwuma. Aje wo ye hu adwuma. Aje wo usiesie kuma no. Kuku bone. Pray. And I pray God heal my heart. And that's why, Willie, I love that scripture. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. I love it. It is my prayer scripture. Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts. I need you to search me.
Psalm 139 verse 23.
My God, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Oh yeah, with the New King James the Bible, so it says, and know my anxieties. But I like the part that says, and know my thoughts. Near me, Jimmy. Prophobia, nano, you know, omu body deliverance. He break, go, break, go, break. Sena or butter, sister, no butter, no na. The BBA break one. I'm fighting you. Obi a wubo deliverance, break go, break go. As a break go, break go, break go. Ajembone, ajembone. Stand to your feet, let's go.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.